Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is Tim Everett. I'm before the Court today to represent Mr. Renaud Matul on his petition to review before the Court. Mr. Renaud Matul respectfully requests of this Court that they find that the BIA abused its discretion and not administratively closing his case, sua sponte.
Let me ask you right off
yes, ma'am.
The bat. During the four-year period when this case was on appeal from the IJ to the BIA, you didn't ask for repapering.
That's correct.
And you're the attorney.
That's correct.
Was that...
An oversight?
Oversight?
Perhaps. We knew three things. One, that the INS attorneys would ask for administrative closure. The private bar could ask for administrative closure. And that the board was sua sponte administrative closing its cases. I did ask in other cases to have those cases administratively closed.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I did ask in other cases to have those cases administratively closed. The intention was to ask in this case. However, the board got to it before I did, and they rejected the appeal and denied the case. I don't know where to take it from there. I wish I had taken it, I'd filed the motion before that. However, I'm not sure if we did get other cases where the BIA sua sponte administratively closed cases. So I guess in some sense we relied on that, and we thought that if we didn't get to it, and the board did before we did, the board would sua sponte. Because I did never, nor do I recall seeing, bringing to my attention in other cases, the denial of a case that qualified for the administrative closure under the memos that were set forth.
Well, you've put your client in a very bad position.
I understand, Your Honor.
You haven't suggested incompetence of counsel as a ground.
Well, I obviously, if the court's suggesting that we should, if this is denied and nothing else is available to my client, I provide him that.
Well, I've looked very carefully at the case, and I find it difficult to find a basis for reversal.
Well, Your Honor, may I posit that the board's policy seemed to be to administratively close these cases, and we did not intentionally overlook this case. We sought to file the motion. My understanding of the memos is that those memos set very straightforward that the board may sua sponte administratively close. However, where the court's judgment is, I'll stand by that and advise my counsel accordingly. But wow. I do think it sets forth sort of the situation where whoever gets, if the board is going to just close in some cases but not close in other cases, then what standard is there for the board to, for private counsel to know what's going to happen? I had no reason to believe that the board would deny the appeal without administrative closing.
Is there any possibility that the government attorney would cooperate with you to see if there could be some relief from the board?
I assume there's a possibility, Your Honor. I haven't addressed that to them.
It does seem like an injustice here, but, you know, it may be one that we just can't cure.
I guess my argument and response is this policy was an internal policy. The court has found the administrative bodies to be bound by internal policy and practice in the past. We think that was similar in this matter. The board in the case of Alcaraz v. INS addressed a similar situation, said that it might be on occasion that internal memorandum might create a binding on the agency, a binding rule on the agency.
Is there a writ? Is that just a practice, or is there an interim rule that you can find?
There were several memos issued. Those are cited in the Alcaraz v. INS case. Those memos were issued by the Immigration Service and by the Executive Office of Immigration Review.
Are those in the file? Are those in the record?
We referenced them in our opening brief, Your Honor. We feel that those were made public.
What do you think those memos do for you?
Well, I think what they did for me, and especially in light of the Judge Fletcher's comments, is for us it created reliance that not that we weren't concerned about the matter, but I truly felt if we did not address this in a motion, the board was going to respond to administrative close. Now,
I'm wondering if I'm not following what's going on here.
I guess
you want to have repapering.
We want to have repapering.
The problem is that you can't get repapering after there's been a final deportation order.
Exactly.
Okay, so what do these memos do to get around that?
Well, I think the memos created a binding rule on the board to send this to administratively close this case and send it back so it could be considered for repapering.
But if you can't get repapering after there's a final deportation order, you're cooked, aren't you?
Well, that sort of creates a catch-22 because
you have to ask for repapering before the final deportation order. There's no catch-22. You just have to. You can't get repapering after there's been a final deportation order.
But if I take it back one step to the administrative closure part of that. If they create a memo and they create a policy where they administratively close cases
before there's a final deportation,
say they administratively close 90% of them, but 10%, same type of case, but they do not administratively close those cases, then they enter a final order, then those people can't repaper. Well, take it back to the first step. If that first step is arbitrary, it depends on whim and willy-nilly which cases are administratively closed or not, then that's an abuse of discretion. You can't have that latter bar operate to control or to rule over that former injustice, that we find is abuse of discretion.
Do you want to reserve any time for rebuttal?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning, and may it please the Court. My name is Jonathan Mitchell. I represent the Attorney General. The Board of Immigration Appeals did not abuse its discretion in denying the petitioner's motion to reconsider the Board's denial of his earlier motion to reopen.
Is opposing counsel correct that the service of its own motion does repaper?
The service of its own motion?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe so. The Attorney General decides whether to repaper a case. That's what Section 309
says. Well, does the Attorney General repaper in most of these cases?
There is a proposed rule that has not yet been finalized that would
delegate. I understand that, but what's the practice?
The practice, according to the proposed rule, is that typically a case will be repapered if a petitioner is otherwise eligible for relief in the form of cancellation of removal under the standards of the new statute. So the petitioner would have to show not only a continuous 10-year period of residence ending at the time of...
No, not under the repapering. They don't have to show 10 years. The reason they repaper is because they don't meet that 10-year period.
Well, they repaper because they don't meet the earlier 7-year period under
right.
the old statute. Repapering gives a alien the opportunity to apply for relief from deportation under more favorable standards.
Right.
The alien has to meet those standards before the Attorney General will exercise his discretion to repaper a case.
The individual had 8 years minus one day, I think, of residence.
Well,
and under the old 7-year standard, he met that. Isn't that right?
I don't believe that's correct, Your Honor. He was served with an order to show cause on October 3rd of 1996. He came to this country on October 19th of 1990, so he is short of even the 7-year time period. He has less than 6 years under the stop time rule. If the Attorney General were to repaper his case, the stop time rule would not apply on the October 3rd
right.
date. That's correct.
Right.
However, the proposed rule from the Attorney General does say that a proceeding will not be reopened solely for the purpose of repapering. That is in the background description of the proposed rule. And the statute on top of that gives the Attorney General the complete discretion to decide whether to repaper a case. So there was no error of fact or law in the board's denial of his earlier motion to reopen. And because he could not identify an error of fact or law in the motion to reconsider, and that is the motion that is on appeal before this court today, there is no basis to find an abuse of discretion in denying the board's, in the board's decision to deny the motion to reconsider.
Excuse me. Do I get implicitly that if he had made the motion before closure, he wouldn't have got repapering anyway?
That may be true, Your Honor. It would depend on...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It would depend on whether the board or the Attorney General were to find that the petitioner could qualify for cancellation of removal under the new statutory standards. He would have to show extreme hardship. He would have to show good moral character. He would also have to show a continuous period of residence of 10 years.
But if he made the motion earlier, would 7 years suffice?
I believe under the new statute, he needs to show 10 years to qualify for cancellation
of
removal.
And what about before the statute and the practice? The claim is that the practice was to allow repapering on a motion under these circumstances.
Under circumstances in which he would qualify for cancellation of removal. That would be a decision to be made by the board in the first instance. And the board did not make that decision because no motion was ever made before the board.
I'm not understanding your statement that it requires 10 years. The purpose for the repapering was to let them meet the other standard, which was 7 years. And I, if they had the 10 years, they wouldn't need to repaper.
Well, they might still need to repaper if the stop time rule under the old statute ended the clock before the 10-year period. Under the statutory standard, which is Section 309C3 of the Illegal Immigrant Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act, as amended by the Nicaragua Adjustment Act of 1997, it provides that the stop time rule does not apply simply by the issuance of an order to show cause.
Mm-hmm.
So when the petitioner received that order to show cause on October 3rd of 1996, if he were in a repapered proceeding, that order to show cause would not serve the function of stopping the clock.
Stop, yeah. But I guess I'm a little surprised. You may be right, but I had thought you had to meet the 7-year period, not the 10.
Well, you have to meet the requirements for cancellation of removal for the Attorney General to exercise his discretion to repaper.
You have to make sure, I think I have the same question Judge Fletcher does. You have to meet the longer time period, but you're not hampered by the stop time rule. Is that?
You're not hampered by the stop time rule as it applies to an order to show cause. There may be a crime that you commit that would invoke the stop time rule.
Right. It's not the service of the document.
But the service of the order to show cause will not stop the clock. That's correct. So the board's decision not to reopen the proceedings therefore cannot be deemed an error of fact or law. And that is really the only issue before this court because he did not appeal the earlier denial of the motion to reopen, nor did he appeal the earlier BIA decision affirming the IJ's decision on the merits. So that being the case, this was not an abuse of discretion. And if the court has no further questions, we're content to rest on our brief.
I guess not. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell.
Thank you.
Mr. Everett, back to you.
Your Honor, if I may, just briefly, the repapering issue is subsequent to the administrative closure.
Say obviously, that again. Speak up.
Well, the administrative closure would be what would come first, and then once the case is administratively closed, it would permit the Immigration Service the opportunity to terminate those proceedings, which are deportation proceedings, and institute removal proceedings under which the new cancellation for non-lawful permanent residence. That's the section in removal proceedings. So the whole purpose by the administrative closure plus repapering was to provide some measure of justice, I guess, to those cases that were pending when the new Immigration Reform Act came out in 1996. And those individuals who were in court, as was my client, and whose case for suspension of deportation was thereby null and void because he was no longer eligible to proceed on that application.
Do you have a comment on this 7 years versus 10 years? Do you agree with the government that it takes 10 years?
It does take 10 years under the new statute.
Well, I know under the new statute, but for those who are repapering, are they required to meet the 10 years?
They will be required because what the government will do when it repapers is terminate the old proceedings, which are deportation proceedings, and institute new proceedings, which are removal proceedings, and thereby the alien will be under the new proceedings and have to show 10 years presence.
Mm-hmm. And would your client show that?
He would be able to show that. Yeah. And that, in fact, is the part of our argument as to why the board should have administratively closed this case, is that he was clearly entitled to relief by way of cancellation for non-lawful permanent residence. He has a USC child, a child born in the United States. He has 10 years of physical presence, no criminal activity. He would have been eligible, and therefore, under this rule that the board set out, which is a ministerial rule, not a rule involving discretion, he clearly would have been eligible for administrative closure, and later, at another time, if the service had so decided, repapering. But we're not addressing. Yes, sir.
Was the 10 years obtained prior to the present proceedings?
He did not have 10 years when he was before the immigration judge. But the repapering the proposed regs for repapering do not limit that.
I understand
that, person
but, but I'm just wondering if you're trying to take advantage of these proceedings, keeping him in the country to accrue the 10 years.
Yes, yes, okay. he would be prima facie eligible for the relief.
Okay.
Of course, the proposed reg set out that the discretionary determinations or to be left to a later point in time.
One more question. He at some point was granted voluntary departure. Has that been renewed, or can he go to the director and get that renewed?
I don't know. Since that voluntary departure was issued under deportation proceedings, the prior statute, I'm not sure. Perhaps we could get that renewed. Obviously, we can seek that and seek to reach some kind of a settlement with the government if they're willing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Case just argued is submitted.